This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So did you see this list I sent you today, Carver High, about the highest paid players in the NFL?
I did see it.
Stafford and Andrew Luck are the highest paid players in the NFL.
Well worth it.
Yeah, it must be great paying Andrew Luck that $27 million to never play. You know what I mean? I mean, you figure that's just a steal. They look fantastic tonight, the Colts.
I think they did the right thing by not rushing him back and playing him this year. I think it's best for them what they did, and he's going to come back
better than
100%
ever.
Next year.
Are they gonna? When are they going to fire Pagano? Tomorrow? Or wait till the end?
Probably the end of the year. They're going to wait till the end.
Black Monday?
Yeah.
What a disaster that's turned into, right? I mean, Denver beat him tonight on Thursday Night Football. And easily, right? What was it, 25-13 or something like that?
And the Colts were up, what, 10-0 early in the game?
I think so. Matt Stafford this year making $34.5 million. Lions signed him to a five-year, $135 million extension with a league record $92 million of overall guarantees during the preseason. His $50 million signing bonus is the largest ever for an NFL player. Can you believe that? I mean, imagine what they're going to do when they really have to pay someone that's, really kick-ass. You know what I mean? I think I like Stafford. I won't deny. I think he's a really good quarterback, right? I like him. He wins a lot of games. He's a great fourth quarter comeback quarterback, right? He throws a lot of late game touchdowns. He wins games. He comes from behind and wins games. You cannot deny that, right? He is a good quarterback. I don't think there's any denying that either. Do you have a problem at all with the size of that contract for him? Do you think he should be making $34 million? And what did he – I mean, that's just unbelievable. $92 million guaranteed of it and $50 million just to sign it. I mean, that's unbelievable, $50 million just to sign it. Do you think he's worth the highest paid player in the league?
It's weird with the NFL and the quarterbacks. It seems like the title of – highest paid player in the league changes almost every 6 months who it is. And
what do you think Garoppolo's going to get?
I don't think Garoppolo's going to go that high, but I mean, all you got to do is look at examples like what Cousins is getting on the franchise tag this year to see that the
23.9
quarterbacks
million.
Get paid a lot of money. And we know that Brady's been taking a bit of a discount for a while now from the Pats to give them salary cap flexibility. Aaron Rodgers, if Matt Stafford's getting 34, what should Aaron Rodgers get on the open market if Stafford's getting 34?
I mean, I would say at least $37 million. How about JPP of the Giants making $22.5 million? For what? He's not worth $2 million. I mean, have you seen him do anything at all since they signed him to that deal after he cut his hand off? He blew it off with a firecracker, and they still signed him. How dumb was that?
And with how much money they signed the rest of, you know, some of the big-name players on that defense when they brought them in through free agency, it's amazing that he makes that much. You know, it's really about pass rushers and quarterbacks because so many other positions just get nothing. I mean, receiver, you'll get into the double digits as far as millions, but running backs right now, unless you're a complete elite guy, you're not making more than, you know, $8 million a year.
Yesterday they gave JPP $10 million. They owed him two payments of $10 million each, one at the beginning of the season, and then they paid him another one 2 days ago. What is today? Today was the 14th, right? It paid him yesterday $10 million. Has he done anything on that defense this year at all? Seriously.
None of them have.
Right, like none of them.
He's got 19 assist tackles, 59 combined, 6.5 sacks so far this year.
Jeez, that Does that sound to you like a guy worth $22 million?
No.
Well, that's not my fault he's got 3.5 fingers. Listen, he blew his hand off, and then they signed him to that fat deal. So don't you
can't. It's true. It was after he blew his hand off.
They signed it after. So I didn't even want to hear it that, like, we're supposed to feel sorry for him that he because he got that fat deal after he blew his hand off. That's not my point here. My point is, let's say he had all his fingers. I still don't think he's worth it. He's not. I mean, if you're making $22 million on defense, I mean, like Von Miller is, don't you think you need at least 10 sacks? I mean, 10 at least already. I'm saying 12 for a season's good in the NFL. If you get 12, when you have 6, you're half of that. At 6, to me, you're worth $12 million.
He's currently tied for 34th in the league in sacks.
Thanks. I didn't even know that, and you just hammered home my point. I just think 6 sacks is terribly bunk for a guy making $22 million. And I am critical, and you know what? Why don't you worry about your team's game with Miami this week and let me stick to being mean to people that blew their hands off?
When did I say?
Don't even start with me. Do the Facebook Live. Worry about your team winning championships.
I agree with you that they shouldn't have given him money.
All right,
I don't care how many fingers he has. I also, since you brought up Von Miller, think that Von Miller...
He's overpaid?
I'm not going to say he's overpaid. He's a Super Bowl MVP.
And his commercials are terrible.
I'll say this about him. I think he's kind of taking a year off here.
Oh, my God. Ever since he got the money, he does nothing.
This year, and I know the Broncos stink this year, you haven't seen much of Von Miller.
How about your boy? And then they just scored Vegas on Murray. 2-1 Vegas. Slap shot, high slot. Tell me,
Mavi just told me Von Miller has 10 sacks this year, so there you go.
He's having a great year. He's an awesome player. So tell me, Mafia, your boy Mo Wilkerson's making $21.8 million, and from what I'm hearing, they're getting rid of him.
Yeah, they're not going to bring him back next year is what the word on the street is that. I mean, they have some young guys that have been working up. They have depth at that spot. You know, they already saw it last year when they got rid of Sheldon Richardson at the beginning of the season there and straight him off to Seattle. They don't like guys making too much money. They
third highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, Mo Wilkerson. What has he done?
Nothing. And you know what? They brought him back on that deal after before the beginning of last season, I think, in the offseason was when it was. And there was the big fight that, you know, they were going to trade him because he wanted all this money. They weren't going to give it to him. And then at the 11th hour before that deadline of, you know, doing long-term deals with these guys was up, they somehow snuck it in there under everyone's nose. And he got the big deal and hasn't lived up to it.
855-212-4227. Do you think Sue's worth $20 million?
No.
I mean, honestly, what is he
Are
doing?
Are any of these guys really worth what we're saying here? Really?
No, but I want to take some time tonight to hammer it home. I just want to go through these numbers and then expose them for their weak-ass numbers
and
their pathetic teams they're on.
Is there anybody on that list that you feel is worth what they're getting paid?
Kawan Short, $20 million with the Panthers.
Come on.
He's having a great season. He's having a great.
Is there anybody on that list that you feel is worth it?
What are they paying Eric Berry? No. I'm just looking at the list right now. Hopkins, $24 million, Texans. I thought he was playing on a pace of $24 million. He was really doing well.
And he still kind of is, even with Savage and Yates playing.
I think Kirk Cousins is worth the .9, the 23.9. He's worth the .9, not the 23. He's worth $900,000. Thank you.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.